You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, producing this evening on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we are streaming live. Joining me now on the phone, I'm very happy to have Kevin Grasha, who's a writer with the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good, Cheryl. Good evening.
I know you've had a long day. The reason we wanted to talk to Kevin today is he is covering for the State Journal the trial of the ex-Okemos teacher, and the trial began today, at least the Eaton County trial. Is that correct?
Yeah, this trial is in Eaton County. He still faces charges in Ingham, but that trial hasn't happened yet.
No, jury selection was done in a day, yesterday, started and finished.
Correct. It actually took all day Monday, and after 6 o'clock, they finally picked a jury.
And so we kicked right off with the trial this morning.
Correct. We actually had opening statements, and then for about 5.5 hours on the stand was the alleged victim.
So started right off with her.
Yes.
How old is she today?
She would be 22 right now.
Okay, and what can you tell us about what went on in the courtroom today, Kevin? Extraordinary coverage, yeah, in the journal. I mean, yeah, kudos where they're deserved. But for the folks who haven't gotten to it yet today, or will read it in the morning.
Yeah, basically, she just detailed her entire history with him, beginning her freshman year at Okemos High School. He was her teacher. She was having problems with her studies. He had offered to her parents during a parent-teacher conference to be her tutor. They agreed. He ended up becoming her tutor. That relationship expanded to emails and phone calls. And then there was this incident where there was a hug during a basketball game. And then they actually arranged to meet, allegedly, in the winter, in January of 2003. He picked her up at her home and drove her to his house in Delta Township. That was the first time that they had sexual relations.
Now, just to clarify for folks, the reason he is an ex-Okemos teacher and she was a student at Okemos High School, the reason this trial is going on in Eaton County, at least this portion so far, is because that's where his home was and that's where he had taken her.
Correct. Yeah, all the incidents that happened at his house were in Delta Township, which is in Eaton County, and that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, we haven't gotten to what's going to happen in Ingham County yet.
Correct. Yeah. Apparently, there's a little bit of testimony today about some things that had happened at Okemos High School. They didn't really get into much detail, but those are definitely criminal sexual conduct charges.
Mm-hmm. Did in reading your report in the Lansing State Journal, Kevin, you talk about one of the questions being why that his defense attorney Frank Reynolds was going to bring up is why did she wait so long to report it? When from the incidents that happened early in 2003, I believe it was.
That's when it started. Correct.
And then these charges were filed in 2010.
Correct. Just this past summer in 2010.
So that is part of what the defense is asking about.
Yeah, initially she had kept it to herself. This is what she testified to. And at some point in 2008, I believe she had confided with a coworker about some of what had happened. That coworker is the sister of attorney Randy Black. Randy Black gets involved and works out a settlement between Polson and the alleged victim. It's a $70,000 out-of-court settlement that he's supposed to pay over 10 years. He ends up paying $10,000 of that in 2009, and it falls apart after that for various reasons. And then the police get involved, and charges are filed.
Wow. Is there had she given any indication today that she had talk to other people at all during any of this time about what she says was going on?
Yeah, I think she mentioned maybe one fellow student who knew just a little bit, maybe more about just how he was acting towards her, not really about anything that they had done together. She really didn't tell any students, at least according to her, and that's my read of the testimony.
Mm-hmm. Who do you? She was on for largely. Was she the only person on the stand today?
Yeah, 5.5 hours, and then her father testified at the end of the day after four.
I can imagine how dramatic the testimony of this girl and her father were on day one.
Oh, clearly. She became very emotional several times, crying as she was testifying, crying as she was listening to attorneys' questions, clearly. And I think she said something to the effect of, this has been, wrecked, a part of my life, but she's, trying to overcome it.
Mm-hmm. What is the makeup of the jury?
Yeah, right now you got 14 jurors, which is two alternates, and I don't want to get this wrong. I believe it is more men than women, but okay. I don't have my notes in front of me.
Well, we're not going to hold you to that right now. We'll okay. be talking to you frequently about this.
So, six women and eight men. There we go.
I knew your notes were accurate. I've seen you take notes before. I knew they were accurate. Who do we expect tomorrow on the stand, Kevin?
I believe a lot of the names I didn't recognize. I believe one of them is a student. So okay. We'll see what happens there. And that will probably conclude the prosecution's case tomorrow. And at that point on Thursday, if not the end of tomorrow, we'll hear the defense does plan to call witnesses.
Boy, that's pretty short for the prosecution.
Yeah, it is, but their main witness was today, which was the alleged victim.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Are you getting any? A lot of times at the beginning of the trial, you kind of get a feel for how long it's going to be. Do you have a witness list from the defense, and have any ideas there?
There are several names. It's maybe a half dozen or so. A lot of times they'll put names on a list and not call all of them. They don't expect to take any further than Thursday if
okay.
they start calling witnesses on Thursday.
Very good. And what are the actual charges against the gentleman? I'm not even going to get his name right
here. Well, yeah, his official name is William Brian Polston. He apparently was known to most people at Oakland High School as Brian Polston. And actually, the alleged victim just referred to him today as Polston.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which was interesting.
And
he does face... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to clarify the charges against him.
Yeah, he's got three counts of criminal sexual conduct first degree and three counts of criminal sexual conduct third degree. And the only difference is the age she was when the alleged acts happened.
Very good. Well, Kevin, I appreciate you being our eyes and ears in the courtroom today, and we'll be calling you to keep track of this trial as it moves along, and I encourage everybody to read your great reporting in the Lansing State Journal in the morning.
Thanks so much, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good night, Kevin.
You too.
We've been speaking with Kevin Grasha, reporter for the Lansing State Journal, covering the trial of an ex-Okemos teacher that began today in Eaton County Court. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.